Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, this is Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. I'm so excited to have you connected on today, and make no mistake about it, we do not take this opportunity lightly. We're so grateful to have you connected on today, and we are excited about what God is doing in this podcast space. I am grateful for all of you, wherever you are listening around the world. Know that we appreciate you. So many of you tell me everywhere I go how this podcast is helping you as a leader push through, and that means everything to us. I'm grateful and thankful for you, and I want you to know how excited I am about just what God is doing. We believe that leaders are evolving. There's a great leader inside of you. Iron sharpens iron. And for us, this is really about you truly, truly getting to the next level. That's why we call it Next Level Leader. I want to connect with you. If you're hearing me for the first time, thank you so much for just being connected. And if you're hearing me for the first time, would you do me a favor? I want to make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. That's my Instagram. And I want to stay connected with you. Let me know, you know where you're from or how this podcast is being a blessing to you. Also, I'd encourage you to share with as many people as you can. It's our hope to reach a million people, leaders who are trying to get to that next level. And we appreciate you. And I believe we can do that with your help. Also, we're grateful and thankful for each of you. And of course, I'm thankful for many of you who go to our website, josephwalker3.org. I've got a brand new book, guys. It's called In Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. I want you to get your hands on it. Watch how it blesses you. I'm telling you, it is going to be a blessing. I'm thankful, grateful to God for what He is doing. Now, let me tell you, I'm so thankful. I see how God is moving. And so many of you are getting our books and content. And of course, I want you to know, I appreciate you so very much. Now, make certain you go over to my wife and I's YouTube page. It's called Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth, and subscribe. We share content over there that can be a blessing to you and yours. And finally, I want you to be a Next Level Leader reader. Yes, the book club. Text book club to 78228. That's book club to 78228 and be a Next Level Leader reader. We're reading great books, and leaders have to read in order for us to get to the next level. Well, today, here we are. Guys, I am excited about this one because if you've been following me, you know, and we're bringing content that's going to bless your life. And today, let's talk about how to finish what you started, the power of follow through. One of the things that I share so often with leaders around the country is that success is in follow through. Write that down. Success is in follow through. So often people take on tasks and never really see it through. And today I'm going to help you understand what that looks like and how to build a team who understands the importance of finishing what you started. So here it is. First of all, I want you to understand that you have to understand the danger of a good start with no strategy to finish. Sometimes you can be incredibly aspirational, excited, enthusiastic about getting a thing off the ground. You become very emotional about it. People line up and just surround you about it. Oh, this is going to be great, great, great. But nobody pays attention to what that thing is in terms of its execution. I just believe it's important that you have to have a strategy. There is no vision without strategy. Let me say it again. No vision without strategy. Everything that God shows you, it comes with a strategy. It's like it comes with instructions. And it's important that you have that strategy in order to finish, because God will never give you something that's supposed to sit on the shelf. And so sometimes that's about who He surrounds you with. That's about the kind of people that are there to help execute that vision. I'll talk about that shortly. But I truly believe that you have to guard against the danger of starting strong, but not having a strategy to finish. Maybe I can say it this way, and this will bless you. Begin with the end in mind. Let's say it again. Begin with the end in mind. Got it? All right. Here's number two. Understand that consistency matters more than charisma. Now, I've been pastoring my church for 33, almost 34 years. And I thank God for the charisma God has given me. But let me tell you what continues to allow my church to grow, to thrive, what allows this podcast and other things that I do to thrive: consistency. There is a discipline in consistency. Many people fail to achieve and accomplish what they set out to do because they're not consistent. It's too much starting and finishing and up and down. And someday it's with everything in your life. It's with getting in health. It's eating right. It's in relationships. If there is no consistency, your charisma will not be enough to sustain it. So I want you to really focus on the discipline of consistency, having a regular regimen, a routine that you follow, avoiding distractions, right? Being committed beyond convenience. You got to be committed beyond convenience. Sometimes commitment says, this may not be a convenient time, but my commitment says I must do it. There are mornings in which I have a lot to do and I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to get up and do this. But I know in order to get the results, I've got to be consistent. Don't allow people who are weary and tired force you to a place where you become inconsistent. What got you there is what's going to keep you there. So please understand, consistency matters more than charisma if you're going to follow through. Got that? Here's number three. Every assignment deserves execution. Everything that you set out to do deserves execution. One of the things that I did, and I think it may help you if you are a leader and you have the capacity to hire a person to do this, I hired a person who was, I call them vision development and execution. Because as a leader, you know, I throw the vision on the wall at high level, I explain it to people, but you need someone that can take it and in the bite-sized pieces and make it palatable to the people that have to execute it and show them strategies on how to do that. I was blessed and am blessed to have someone to do that for me, to take that vision and make it live. Because every vision you have, you need to have people who are executors. In my book, No Opportunity Wasted, The Art of Execution, I talk about having people, you know what I call them? Watch this. The people who MSH. MSH, make stuff happen. Who are those people in your life that literally make stuff happen? That's what we're talking about now. And I think it's important that you recognize that the assignment on your life, it absolutely deserves execution. You got to have people around you that can execute what you have set out to do. So this is huge. And I don't want you to lose sight of that, right? So every assignment deserves what? Execution. Remember that. It deserves execution. Making certain it can manifest, move forward in what you're trying to accomplish. There are a lot of people who, you know, they have these assignments and visions and they sit on the shelf. The books sit on the shelf. The vision sits on the shelf because there's nobody to actually follow through with it. When you get people that know how to make stuff happen, these are people that refuse to allow things to grow stale. They're always going back to check on it. Where is this? Where are we on this process? What's going on? You need those kinds of people in your life because that's how it works. Got it? Here's number four. Managing momentum when motivation fades. It's going to happen. Man, sometimes you have a vision out there, man, and all of a sudden people will forget about it. They'll move on to the next shiny thing. And that's how life works, right? You got to have people who can actually keep that momentum going. Keep that momentum going. Right? Because sometimes that motivation is going to fade. Sometimes people are going to lose excitement about it. It's going to fall into oblivion. And you're like, man, we were excited about it when we first talked about it. That's the thing about effective leadership. You cannot expect what you do not inspect. You are constantly trying to find out where we are on this project. What's going on with that? That's what I do. I lay things out. Watch this. I give them a time frame. Every vision has an appointed time. So I may say, here's something we're talking about in January that we want to see happen in October. Now, we may not talk about it in February, but I know that work has to be done. So in March, I want a touch point. In May, I want a touch point. Where are we on this? I never let it fall back into oblivion. I'm always resurrecting it, always keeping it a part of the conversation. When you keep that thing a part of the conversation, it maintains momentum. If you let that thing get out of sight, you know what happens. Out of sight, out of mind. So you have to constantly be visited, constantly share it, constantly get status reports, find out how that thing is moving forward. The goal here is to manifest the very thing you're trying to do. And I'm telling you, when you understand that it's a powerful thing, it's a powerful tool. And so I want to make sure that as you move forward, that you are managing your momentum.
because people's enthusiasm and motivation may fade, but doesn't mean that vision is going to fade, because once that thing manifests, watch how that excitement comes back. Oh my God, we're so excited. You're like, whoa, you know, where were you when I needed you, right? But people go through these different spaces in their lives and they lose enthusiasm for things, but you have to make certain, you have to make certain that you keep that motivation alive. Does that make sense? So managing momentum when motivation fades. Got it? All right. Here's your next thing. I want you to hear it. The final 10% of the work is what will set you apart. I learned this the hard way. You get a thing going, right? And everybody's excited. But then when you get close to the end of it, people get exhausted, get tired, or they leave with the chance, the particularities. It's the minutia. It's those details. It's that final 10% of that work that will set you apart, bringing the most energy in that space to close strong, to bring that thing, that vision to fruition with the energy of intentionality. That's one thing Oprah taught me, the energy of intentionality. That final 10% is so critical in order for us to be effective. You've got to be able to do that. And think about that, because that's what will set you apart. That's the thing that will keep you in a unique space, because you always finish strong. Does that make sense? So remember that when you get to that point, you get ready to close the deal. Don't just walk away from it and say, y'all got it. No, as a leader, put most of your energy right there. Think about all the details. Who's got this? Who's following up on this? Who's going to make sure this happens? Let's make certain that when this thing comes forward, we don't want to have all this work done in the 90%, but it flops because nobody thought about the last 10%. What sets you apart as a next level leader, you're always thinking about how to end that thing strong, how to bring that thing forward with the most attention. Does that make sense? Isn't that amazing? Right. So think about this. You know, a child, you know, is being born, and for 8.5 months, almost 9 months, yes, they're going in for checkups. Yes, the doctor's involved. Yes, the ultrasound. But man, when it's go time, that's when most energy is exerted, because that's when most intentionality, that's when everything, because you got to bring that baby forth without injury. And this is what you have to think about. Bring that vision forth without injury, man. You don't want that thing incubating for that long and then you bring it forth with injury. Does that make sense? All right. Here's number 6. And this is a big one. I want you to hear this one now. Be faithful over flashy. The unseen power of showing up. A lot of people, man, I hear are just flashy. Instagram and Facebook, you know, we're out here telling everybody what we're doing and accomplishing, and we're just, you know, glitter, 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 shine, 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 shine. But real success is that unseen power, man, of just showing up every single day. Letting people know that you don't have to know everything that I'm doing, but one thing you do know is I'm here. And that's the beauty of a leader, a next level leader. He said, we don't have to be flashy, we're faithful. And what makes credibility come toward us is our fruit, because fruit doesn't lie. Fruit doesn't have to be flashy. It is what it is. I'm at a point in my life where I don't compete with other people. I compete with who I was yesterday. So I'm able to lay low. I don't have to be flashy, because there comes a point when you are a leader, you're successful. People already know what it is. It is what it is. You just have to make certain that you control the narrative and declare, I'm just going to keep showing up and be faithful. The Bible says, if you are faithful over a few things, he'll make you rule over much. In this season, I want you to really lean in on that. Focus on trying to be more faithful. This is how the blessing comes, through faithfulness. You got it? So let's rehearse what we've talked about, man, before we get to our 7th point tonight. And I want to share this whatever time you're listening to this, tonight, tomorrow, whatever time you're hearing this. I want you to understand, we're talking about finishing what you started, the power of follow through. And we discovered that there is a danger of starting good, but not having a strategy. So we don't want to just have ambition, aspiration, enthusiasm, excitement around a thing, but never have a strategy. These are people that just have their head, you know, in the sky, and they have no practical application of how that thing is going to come to fruition. So Lord, whatever you show me, allow me to also see the strategy to make that thing come to fruition. Number 2, consistency. It is more important than your charisma. Hey, you're going to need charisma. Don't get me wrong. Charisma helps to push the brand, push the thing forward. I get that. but it's your consistency. It's your consistency of customer service, your consistency of faithfulness, your consistency of showing up. That's where sustainability and success is. And that's how you actually finish what you start, because you are consistent. Consistently going to the gym, you finish what you start. You get it? Consistently in your relationships, you finish what you start. But then every assignment deserves execution. That was number three. We believe that whatever God gives to us is so important, it doesn't deserve to be on the shelf for years. It deserves execution. Finding those people who know how to make stuff happen. People who are executors, a very unique skill set, can take the abstract vision sometimes, bring it down into a granular level, bite-sized pieces, share it with your team, and execute that thing to perfection. Those are very unique skill sets. And when you get those kind of people, hold on to them, because those are the people that will make certain your vision comes to fruition. Then we talked about how to manage momentum when motivation fades. And motivation will fade. It'll happen. You'll see, and you'll see what's going on. People are just, not excited about this, but you have to consistently be managing that momentum, checking on it, talking about it, never letting it fall into the backdrop, constantly speaking to that thing. Where are we on this? How are we doing? And so that you understand number five, the final 10% of the work is what sets you apart. The energy of intentionality, making certain that I close strong, that I truly understand the importance of that. And then being faithful over flashy. The unseen power of just showing up. It's important that I'm just faithful, man. That I'm doing the work that I need to do. I'm doing it by simply being present. There is nothing more powerful when leaders show up. This is a season where leaders need to show up, stand up, and do what God has called us to do. Don't worry about what you see on social media and about trying to impress people and be flashy. I heard something very powerful the other day. I was reading this wonderful book, The Psychology of Money. And you know, it said that the thing about saving money really comes down to humility. And I said, wow, what a powerful word, right? Because the reason why we spend money sometimes is we're trying to impress people. We're trying to be flashy. But when you're humble, you recognize I don't need all that. I'm at a point in my life where I'm saving money not because I'm saving for a thing. I'm just saving money because it's the thing to do. The unseen power, just being faithful, consistent, showing up. But number seven is this, and it's about completing that task is true worship. Because when you don't leave things undone, that's an offering unto God. When I finish something, I like to take it and offer it to God as an offering. And it's my worship to God. It's my way of saying, God, you gave me this. You deposited this vision inside of me. I put together a team. We worked it. We had a strategy, took the strategy and we implemented it, brought it to fruition through the power of execution. And we offer it back to you as an act of worship. Isn't that how that thing works? It's amazing, right? That God gets all the glory. At the end of the day, when you complete that project, complete that dissertation, complete whatever you're doing, offer that thing back to God and watch how God will bless it. Gosh, that's what follow through looks like. Remember me well, hear me well when I tell you this. Whatever you set your hand to do, finish. And don't just finish it strong. Thank you for listening. I hope you've been blessed. I really do. I want to make sure again that you go over to my website, josephwalker3.org, get my books, check out when I've been in your area. Also, please follow me on social media at josephwalker3. That would mean the world to me if you did that. I appreciate you. Make sure you do that. We appreciate you just being connected. Go check out my wife and I's YouTube page, Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. And, join the book club. Text book club to 78228. Be a next level leader reader. There are over 500 people in that book club, but we need you to be on there as we go toward 1,000. So thank you. Hope you've been blessed. And I'd love to hear from you. So until next time, you be blessed is my prayer. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at josephwalker3. I look forward to connecting with you.